This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Dr. Michael Brown writes about not always trusting your own echo chamber. I always encourage our listeners to read widely because you might miss important perspectives and arguments that will challenge your thinking. He begins by quoting from D.C. Circuit Court Judge Lawrence Silberman, who I discussed yesterday. He argued that two of the most influential papers, the New York Times and Washington Post, are virtually Democratic Party broadsheets. He also added that nearly all television is a Democratic Party trumpet. If all you know comes from big media and big tech, you're in an echo chamber and unaware of the important contrary information. He mentioned a study I've quoted in the past that discovered that 17% of Biden voters actually say they would not have voted for him if they had known more about his record and more about the positive accomplishments of President Trump. Dr. Brown also encourages Christians not to live in an echo chamber. He gives some examples of the right-wing echo chamber that often discounts anything written in, for example, the New York Times. Don't turn a blind eye to good reporting by claiming that it's all fake news. He remembers watching an issue debated on television and thinking the conservative point was well done. Then he heard the liberal critique about what had been said. I thought of Proverbs 18:17 that says, "The first to plead his case seems right until another comes and examines him." We need to get out of our own echo chamber and test what we believe in the marketplace of ideas. What we believe seems right until we hear an objection. That should help us hone our arguments and presentations. Too many people in media and the universities want to stifle debate. We should encourage it and call for those in the liberal, secular echo chamber to defend their views. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you hear on Viewpoints by visiting pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.